This is Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. You've just heard about medical mystery solvers at UCLA who treated Abraham, a young boy with life-threatening Valley fever. His case offered a rare glimpse into how the immune system can mismanage the disease. FM89's Carrie Klein steps back into Abraham's story to show that his case may also have been the start of something even bigger.
You're a good boy. Thank you, Abraham.
Today, nearly a year after being discharged from the hospital, Abraham is back at UCLA for a checkup. The now six-year-old is not a fan of the needle coming at him by a nurse.
I know.
Abraham's Valley fever isn't gone, but it's managed. His mom still injects him with a cocktail of drugs, and the nurse today is measuring how his body responds to Coxie.
And I'm going to get you some toys, okay?
No, we need some toys.
Okay.
A tiny boy in Batman socks and a Paw Patrol t-shirt, Abraham is smiley and sweet, but painfully shy. Even though he charmed the hospital with his playfulness and singing voice, today a nutritionist can barely get one word out of him at a time.
What is your favorite food?
Pizza.
Mine too!
The fact that he's speaking English at all is a feat. He and his mother arrived at UCLA speaking only Mixteco, an indigenous language of Mexico. But over his 11 months in the hospital, he picked up bits and pieces of both English and Spanish.
You know, everybody at the hospital misses you, but we're glad you're home.
During that time, Abraham was practically raised by hospital staff. His mother, Magdalena Gonzalez, is a strawberry picker in Santa Maria. She was lucky if she could take just one day a week to travel the 300 miles round trip to visit him.
Yes, it's difficult because sometimes I can't find any transportation to come here.
She learned some Spanish too. Dr. Maria Garcia Lloret, who you met earlier in the show, says Gonzalez grew right alongside her son, managing his many prescriptions, his pharmacists, and doctors. All this, she says, Gonzalez did without a driver's license or being able to read or write in any language.
Having a patient like him, you know, with a chronic illness and so many medications is a challenge. And she's gained my respect and my admiration.
Abraham seems blissfully unaware of just how ill he was, or how important he's been to Valley fever research. He benefited from what's called precision medicine, which uses each patient's unique circumstances and genetic code to develop personalized treatment.
It's an unusual case for anywhere. Very few patients, unfortunately, get the kind of extraordinary evaluation and care that this child received.
Dr. Royce Johnson is medical lead of the Valley Fever Institute at Kern Medical in Bakersfield. Having treated hundreds of patients with severe disease, he's long been interested in why people respond so differently to it, and whether the answer could lurk somewhere in the body. In Abraham's case, it was in the immune system.
I've wondered about this for years and years, but we didn't have the technology to really try and answer the question until relatively recently.
But could such resource-intensive care ever be possible for the thousands of new patients each year? Without hesitating, Johnson says yes, someday. So does Dr. Paul Krogstad, a pediatric infectious disease specialist at UCLA. He treated Abraham alongside the doctors you met earlier. A Valley fever expert, Krogstad says Abraham was a test case, and later patients should only become easier.
If you improve the science so that you can figure out what the needs are, you often can reduce, actually, the complexity of care that's required.
And the cost. To that end, a team of doctors, including those you heard from here, are launching a new project to study the immune systems of 50 Valley fever patients in nearly as much detail as they studied Abraham's.
To potentially do, as we're attempting to in this specific case, to help a person recover and have a shorter course of Valley fever by helping intensify the immune system, by refocusing it.
Someday, they may even be able to predict early on how bad someone's symptoms could become. The project is partially inspired by Abraham, though it was in the works before he appeared at UCLA, and it's thanks to an influx of state funding into Coxie research. After decades of slow progress, Krogstad says it's exciting to see rising interest in the disease.
We simply haven't seen sufficient attention paid to this condition, and I'm afraid it has just looked like a regional problem that didn't require special attention.
Plus, Ibrahim's case caught the eye of Big Pharma. The companies that produced his immune drugs confirmed they're talking with UCLA about possible clinical trials on more Valley fever patients. In the coming months, Ibrahim's doctors plan to start weaning him off his many drugs. They hope someday he'll be done with them for good.
What's your favorite color today?
Red.
Red? And what's your favorite animal?
Flamingo.
Flamingo, that's so cool.
Ibrahim, though, he just wants to think about normal kid things. Flamingos, iPad games, and of course, pizza. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.
This story was produced as part of the Just One Breath Reporting Collaborative, an innovative reporting venture housed at the USC Annenberg Center for Health Journalism. The music you just heard was by Kevin MacLeod.